So Parshat Tzav, we discuss the many different offerings that can be brought in the Mishkan and in turn in the Beis HaMikdash. There is the Shlamim, there is the Olah, there is the Chatat, all of these different types of offerings. And each one we are told about their very, very small details. Because everything that you have to do with the Karbanot is important to the nature of the Karban. So the essence of what this Karban represents is going to influence how and why we bring this Karban. So what we are going to do today in this piece in the Kedushas Levi is compare two of the Karbanot, the Ola Karban and the Chatat Karban. So let's look in the first source on the source sheet on Parshas Tzav. Vayikrev et ha'ola v'yaaseha kamishpat. The pasuk tells us he brought forward the ascent offering and prepared it according to the law. If there happens to be both blood from an ascent offering, so from an ola, and blood from a chatas that needs to be applied on the mizbeach, that of the chatas is applied first, since chatas karbanot atone for more serious sins than do the ola offerings. Furthermore, the Gemara compares the chatas to an intercessor who appeases someone who has been wronged. So someone who interjects on someone else's behalf. That is the chatas offering. The ola offering is a gift given afterward to that person to restore good relations. So we have two different karbanos, and there's also the asham, but we're not talking about the asham today. But we have the chatas, and we have the ola. Both of these karbanos can be given in situations where somebody sins. So what we're trying to understand is what is the difference between the two? And the Kedushas Levi begins to introduce that if there is blood from both of them that needs to be poured onto the Mizbeach, the one of the Chatas needs to go first. Why is that? He says the Chatas and the Ola serve different purposes. He said, let's say there is a conflict between two people. The Chatas is the gift that would be given within the conflict in order to try to appease the other person. So in the heart of the conflict, something that you bring, something that you say, something that you do to make peace in that situation. So then what is the ola? The ola, he says, is what comes after the argument, after the conflict has been settled, after everyone has gotten what they need in order to be appeased. Then post facto, you can send a ola offering, or what would be comparable to an ola offering, in order to repair the relationship. So let's say two men go to Beis Din and they are arguing over a specific conflict that came up in their business. The chatas would be part of the debate. It would be something that was brought up in order to appease both men and allow the conflict to be settled. What would the ola be? The ola would be the chocolate platter that one man sends to the other man on Erev Shabbos after the conflict has been settled in order to repair the relationship. So when we do a chait, when we sin, there is the chatas offering that we have to bring in order to rectify what we've done. The ola offering can then be brought as a special gift to Hashem post-conflict resolution, post-atonement for the sin, in order to bring us closer to Hashem following this potential break in the relationship that we may have felt. So inyan chatas ve'ola, chatas kodemes la'ola. The chatas comes before the ola, ki chatas hu or yashar me'olam ha'elyon le'olam ha'tachton. He now brings this into more Kabbalistic terms. He said the chatas comes before the ola. Why is that? Ki chatas hu or yashar me'olam ha'elyon. The chatas is like a direct light shining down from above to the world below. The ha'ola hu or chozer me'olam ha'tachton le'olam ha'elyon. The ola offering is the reflection of the light that is coming down from the lower light, from the lower world to the upper world. So again, the light of the chatas is compared to a direct light from above to below. The ola is compared to an or hachozer, a light that is being reflected from below back to above. V'lachin ola kula kalil. And therefore, the ola offering is completely consumed. So what does this mean? And the Kedushas Levi explains. In this context, there are two types of divine light. There is the or yashar, which is direct light, And there is the Or Chozer, which is reflected light. The Or Yashar refers to a divine light that emanates from above and descends downward. So directly from Hashem onto us, that is the Or Yashar, the direct light that's being shined down upon us. The Or Chozer, on the other hand, refers to spiritual emanations that reflect upwards as a result of man's service. So what is the Or Chozer? It's the light that is reflected back upwards when we are able to absorb Hashem's light that he shines down to us and reflect it back upwards through our actions, through doing mitzvos, through connecting back to Hashem. So Hashem shines down light upon us. And what is the Or Chozer? The Or Chozer is the light that we then reflect outwards. Light can be absorbed, it can just come down, or it can be reflected back upwards. The former emanates from a loftier source. So the Chatas is of a higher spiritual status because it's compared to the light that is directly from Hashem. However, the Olah is initiated by our spiritual inclinations, and therefore, although it is on a lower overall lofty spiritual level, it is still quite powerful. This is the allusion in the passage, and he brought forward the Ola offering and prepared it according to the law. And he compares this to the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. This gets very, very Kabbalistic. But I think that the message that is relevant to us, again, within these very minute details of the Karbanos that feel so irrelevant to us, is a message for us. And that is that there are these two types. Hashem offers us many, many opportunities to connect to him. In the Mishkan, they were very, very tangible. There was many Karbanos that one was able to give. But not all of them are of the same nature. And I think it's interesting that when one finds themselves in a place of disconnect from Hashem, there are many different ways that they can approach it. There is the chatas, which is the direct offering, but then there's also the ola, which comes more. Chatas is obligatory. If one did a specific sin, one has to bring a chatas. But an ola is less obligatory in nature, that there is more of human initiation in the Karban ola, that the chatas is sort of seen as the penalty, whereas the ola is our way of reflecting what Hashem has given to us back towards Him. That Hashem, in His divine kindness, has given us the opportunity to connect to Him. And the chatas sort of seems like our punishment. It's what we have to do to reconnect. But the Olah takes it one step further, that it gives us that opportunity on our own initiative to reflect Hashem's kindness back to Him, to give back to Hashem in the way that He eternally gives to us. So in this very, very small detail, that the chatas comes before the ola is the recognition that in life, sometimes it takes that push from Hashem for us to realize what He has given us the opportunity to do. That sometimes we have the obligation of the chatas to push us to realize that we have the opportunity to bring the ola. That in our avodas Hashem, sometimes we feel like it's a list of rules. It's that we have to do this, we have to do that. But what truly growing in our avodas Hashem means is recognizing that each of these rules on this list of rules also comes with the opportunity to connect to Hashem in our own way, to take what Hashem prescribes for us and use it to find our own path in our avodas Hashem, not just by the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. What's there that's not necessarily a direct obligation, but an opportunity for us to connect to Hashem.